After Hurricane Betsy pummels New Orleans in 1965, causing damage so severe that Betsy was retired from the rotating list of names given to Atlantic hurricanes, the governor of Louisiana, John McKeithen, pledged that nothing like it would happen in his state again. Exactly 40 years later, Hurricane Katrina brought even greater destruction to the city, and hazard planners were deemed to have ignored the lessons of the past. New research suggests that far from being an exception, Louisiana's forgetfulness is the rule. Collective memory for past calamities is of more than just academic interest, precisely because resilience to future calamities is thought to depend on it. Most research on the subject has been conducted by social scientists who have tracked the durability of memories over years, at most a decade, usually by means of questionnaires. Researchers at the Czech University of Life Sciences in Prague, led by environmental historian Václav Fanta, have approached the problem differently, investigating how memories of disasters shaped decisions over several generations. In a paper published recently in Nature Communications, they analysed data on almost 1,300 towns and villages in the Vltava River basin in Central Europe, drawing both on historical records and on archaeological methods, such as carbon dating, and compared them with the timings of floods in that basin over the course of nearly 900 years. The floods studied were defined as extreme, meaning that the river's runoff was in excess of 4,000 cubic meters per second, or almost 30 times its normal rate. Such mega floods occur, on average, less than once a century, and the researchers recorded seven of them, the first in 1118 and the last in 1845. In each case, new settlements appeared a significantly higher vertical distance above the river's normal level than settlements built in the same area before the flood, and continued to do so for 25 years, about a generation after the deluge.